It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Want to get sexy up in here. Let me play that saxophone. Yeah, ladies. How you doing? And okay, I don't think I'm turning anybody on. But a new survey came out, and it lists the biggest turn-ons. And a few of them are very interesting. The one I'm going to get to in a second is really interesting. It's these three words that you want to use with your significant other that's going to turn them on like no other. And we're kind of wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, what is the biggest thing that your significant other can do to just turn you on? I think for my wife, it would just be like, you know, picking up my clothing off the floor. That would probably turn her on a bit, you know. Maybe vacuuming my man fur off the ground, things like that. But here's what they got here. The survey says that kisses on the neck was voted as the biggest turn-on.
Okay.
So do you like that? Let's go with that one right there. Alex, do you like when you have a boyfriend, do you like getting that kiss on the neck?
Not really. It tickles me.
It's kind of awkward.
Have you ever seen that meme of the water bottle that's crooked and it's like when somebody touches your neck? Because you like you bend the other way and you crunch up. That's what I do.
Liv, the web girl, do you like when your boyfriend Jewel Daddy gives you a little kiss on the neck?
Yeah.
All right. No, poor job. That didn't seem very enthusiastic.
I'm enthusiastic about it.
Poor chap. What about you?
I'm indifferent, but I do know that my boyfriend Chase really likes it.
Okay, so maybe that is the number one thing. I know my wife loves when I kiss her on the neck. I'll do it, but I'm just not a big kisser, so I'll skip that. Now, here's what I am a big guy. Words of affirmation, and if you say these three words they say to your significant other, it's the biggest turn-on.
And it's not I love you?
It's not I love you. The big words are, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Apparently it'll ramp up the mood, which is true, because if you tell someone, ooh, I like that, or however you say it, they feel like, hey, they're making their significant other happy. You're obviously receiving pleasure and enjoying it.
Right.
And it kind of is like, okay, I'm doing something right. Thank you. I appreciate knowing that. I could be like, oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that.
You know what you just made me think of, Joe?
What?
Do you remember the movie A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
And you know when the kids are standing in line at the mall, mm-hmm, and there's like some weird kid behind them with like a weird like pilot's mask or something?
Mm-hmm. They're waiting to meet Santa Claus.
Yeah. They're talking about what they want to ask Santa Claus, and the little kid goes, I like that.
Okay, now you just ruined the whole mood in the room. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is the biggest turn on for you with your significant other? Alex, do you have anything that you like? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but you are not really big into physical touch, right? You don't like that?
I'm not super big into physical touch. You know, what's funny is like I've asked people before just talking about like what they like in those intimate moments.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that just say, guys and girls, that say they like dead silence. They don't want their significant other to make any noise or to talk at all. And I think that is so weird. So they wouldn't like if somebody said, I like that. They just want them to be quiet. And I'm like, not me. I definitely would want somebody to be vocal.
Hey, play dead real quick for me.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, silence is usually an awkward thing. I mean, we do like peace and quiet, but I don't think I'd want that.
Yeah, definitely not that for me. I mean, I am really into if a guy comes up behind me and like grabs me on the hips. I think that's super sexy. And I also think it's really sexy.
I put my hand up on your hip.
I think it's really hot if a guy is kissing me and he puts his hand on the side of my face.
What if a guy comes up behind you and scares you?
Definitely not that.
My boyfriend does that every single day. But yeah, I agree with Alex. When they're kissing you and then they like put their hand on like your side of your face.
Yes.
That is hot.
Very hot.
Do you like it when guys like kind of choke you?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not into that. But as far as three little words that you could say that could be the sexiest, I think it would have to be, here's some nuggets.
That does it for you?
Like, that
does it. Oh, my God. Oh, you took the skin off, baby. Do you like to do this to your guys, or do you like when they do it to you? Because I never, until I met my wife, had a girl do this to me, but this will make my leg, like, just stand at attention. Like, it'll shake, like how the doctor hits the knee to test your sensitivity if your reflexes work. I just turn, like, stiff like a board, like my whole body. When my wife will, like, go up towards my ear and kind of breathe into it.
Ugh,
and then she'll kind of
like
then
that.
She'll put her tongue in my ear.
Okay.
Ew.
This is like too much.
A wet willy?
Well, kind of.
That
like,
is sick, Joe.
Wait, nobody else does that?
Nobody else is into getting the inside of their ear licked.
Like a Q-tip?
I'm not saying I'm into it because like I can't do it to her. Like I'll try to like go up to her and like.
Okay.
Ew. Okay.
Oh.
Like right now, put your ears against your speakers or your headphones. Hold on, I'm going to try it again.
I'm taking my headphones off.
No, I'm going to do both sides. Here's your left ear.
Oh my gosh.
Here's your right ear.
Nothing about that is sexy. It's terrifying.
Here's both of them.
Ew.
God.
Gosh.
You sound like Darth Vader.
Let's go to Angie on line number one. Hey, Angie, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey there.
How are you? Good. What'd you want to say?
Well, nothing turns me on more than when my husband is playing with the kids.
Oh, that's a good one.
And they're all getting along and there's laughter and I just want to take him right there.
That's a really good answer.
So wait, you don't like the whole ear blowing thing or no?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's just when there's so much harmony. And actually, the kids are 13 and 14 now, but to see everybody getting along and everybody happy, and it's just more than I can handle.
So basically, everybody's sitting on their phone?
No, when they're not. When they're all like playing a game or outside and having fun, and it's such a turn on.
Wow. I feel like you're making all that up. Like, that never really happens, but that's pretty cool, though. I'm impressed by that. Hey, thank you so much, though, Angie, for calling in. You could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know, besides this.
Yeah, nobody's
okay,
into that.
Stop.
Sorry, didn't mean to turn everybody on this morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.